Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 24th of January 2026. Today's topic is Sons of a Perfect Father. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 5 verse 3 to 12, 48. Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 5 verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Children usually want to be always associated with their parents. They want people to know whom their parents are. The desire to be associated with parents by children reflects their efforts to maintain family ideals handed down to them. On the other hand, parents would naturally want their children to resemble them. The resemblance may be physical or in behavior. So also, our Heavenly Father desires that we radiate His image anywhere and everywhere we find ourselves. God is a righteous God. Therefore, He wants His children to be righteous. Our memory verse clearly presents the desire of God for all His children by instructing every boy and girl to be yea, therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Perfection of the heart makes us to reflect the image of God and shine as light in this dark world. To be like Jesus commences from having a genuine experience of salvation. God demands perfection from us. He will not demand from us what He knows we cannot do. Quote for the day: God demands perfection from us. The challenge for today is: perfection of the heart is possible. Prayer. O Lord, give me the grace to be a living image of You. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.